Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Raptor smithereens.
No, not this rack. This rack happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. I'm down in Eugene. Danny's up in Portland. We're partying on with the party people on the YouTubes. You got the view. I'm looking at a wall again so you guys can see what is behind me instead of me just getting the good view. So thanks, well, party people.
Let's be fair. You do have a good view looking at both me and Danny, too.
Mm. That is true. That is true in your Mojo Dojo Casa House t-shirt today.
Exactly.
Yep. Bingo. And Danny, I'm just kind of, well, I'm sure you're going to wear it tomorrow. You're going to wear it tonight on the Rip City wrap up.
I'm going to wear it on the TV tonight, but I'll wear it into the studio tomorrow.
You're going to wear it tomorrow. And I will be gone the next 2 days because Oregon does travel to Michigan on Thursday for the Saturday game. It'll be a 12:30 kick right here on the Fan.
What are we looking like for weather?
It'll be crisp, low of 34, high of 55 in Ann Arbor that day. I think during the game, it'll be between 55 and then get down to a low of like 50. As I've been acutely aware of the weather when now that I have to be outside and on the sidelines. I get cold really easily, Danny.
Yeah, I was thinking about our little December trip as far as weather, and I looked at the average weather in D.C. that time of year. It's 36.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know what you're talking about right now, Danny and I will be going to Army-Navy this year.
Indeed.
And we will have more details on that coming up in the coming days and weeks. But you and I are taking the show on the road to Washington, D.C. for Army-Navy, which is awesome.
It's going to be brutally a kick-ass trip.
Yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal time, and to see the game of all games. We'll be hosting our show Friday from Washington, D.C., leading up to the Army-Navy game. And I still am. I'm a little worried about the prospects of an Army-Navy game being played literally the week before in the American championship game. But that will be strictly just a football game. No pageantry, no bells and whistles. It's just Army versus Navy. If both of them go unbeaten in American Conference play.
Boy, if only you guys could have found a way to take your producer with you.
Somebody needs to pedal, you know?
He's not wrong.
Somebody needs to pedal this station.
We could get Will in here, Schultzy, somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone?
Bueller.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rust. But yeah, we'll be going to Army-Navy. We'll have more details on that and more of the pomp and circumstance around that coming up in the coming days and weeks. But I'm super pumped for that. Did you hear about the big concerns around the Big 12 right now? This is interesting, and I thought that this would be a matter of time, but I also thought, you know, the NFL's been doing it for decades, and they haven't had this issue. The Big 12 brought a halt and then have restarted their coach-to-player comms in the wake of concerns over the ability for others to listen in to the coach-to-player helmet comms. Apparently,
that seems mildly problematic.
I think more than mildly. I think this would be a big problem. Apparently, this came to light with Texas A&M and Arkansas playing at AT&T Stadium, an NFL stadium. Two teams, not Big 12 teams. And there was a concern about it, but apparently this week it was brought to light by a couple of the Big 12 schools that they were worried that somebody or schools could be listening in to their frequencies of their player to coach comms. Now, Big 12 is trying to say, no, we're putting an end to this. It's all encrypted, nothing to see here. But I just wonder, like, this is the most college football story of all time.
Yeah, not having very, 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 very simple basic encryption on the headsets is insane to me.
Well, they are.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying that they're running into problems with it is just like, wait, are we not using the exact same thing the NFL is using? Like, what? How are you running into this? Like, you had the Patriots trying to record, you know, in booths because they couldn't get into the headsets. So what the hell is going on here? I can't wrap my head around, like, why is this an issue? Like, the problem has been solved. We don't need to resolve it.
Well, and this is where is the most college football thing of all time, right? Is because someone in stadium operations who is hired by the hosting conference is responsible for each game in running the helmet communications, because what happens is the communications get cut off at 15 seconds in the play clock, right? So inherently, this is the most college football thing ever because they always think somebody's out to get them, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a group of more paranoid people than college football coaches?
No, because, you know, Lincoln Riley's out here, you know, at Oklahoma.
Mafiosos.
Yeah, even then, I don't think so, Russ. Lincoln Riley literally made dorms paper over their windows because he didn't want the dorm that overlooked the practice field in Oklahoma to be able to be filmed. Now, the problem was the stupid Oklahoma students were filming, and it was getting out on message boards and stuff like that. But again, we are not dealing with nuclear secrets. It is football. Mm-mm. So no. Calm the bleep down.
Yeah, it is one of the more bizarre things in the world of college football, and I think one of the reasons why college football coaches are so paranoid is because they do know that in the world of college football, everybody's looking for that edge kind of against the rules, right? I mean, there's this paranoia didn't come out of nowhere, but with this case, in this case specifically, it's like you mentioned Bill Belichick and the Patriots, right? If there was anybody that was going to crack the encryption codes and ability to listen in to helmet comms, wouldn't it have been the New England Patriots? Like, wouldn't it have been somebody in the National Football League? Like, I mean,
where there's literal money on the line.
And now they're like, you know what? We're doing it better because we're college football.
Yeah.
No!
That's what I'm saying. You're inventing a problem that has already been solved. It's like why? What's going on here? There's no reason for this, and it's like elevating to a level of uncertainty and security that we don't need to do it, because again, we've solved the problem.
There is no glitch to fix here. There's no glitch to fix. But the Big 12 is back to their helmet comms. So good on you, Big 12, for creating a problem that didn't really even exist. This is like, gosh, who was it? Who was it that said their Colorado? Remember Colorado, where they said that somebody had, or they thought that Oregon had accessed their film.
Yeah.
And then the company was like, no, nobody has accessed your film. Yeah. You just got beat.
Real quick on that, like I have access to proprietary, shout out Neil Olshey for that one, proprietary stats in the NBA. But like, and I can look at every single team. But when I do, a little tag pops up of like, I have looked at it. Like, so it's like, it's the idea, like, unless you were able to like quite literally hack somebody's system, and which means like use a Colorado administrator's ID to get in there, which then you're breaking like the gains there are not they don't match the federal charges that you get for doing this.
For hacking a computer of a public institution?
Like, you're quite literally, like, the laws that you are breaking, the felonies you are stacking up to watch Colorado's practice footage, you're not reaping a lot of rewards there.
Nah, the juice ain't worth the squeeze on that one. All right, Austin Rivers is a guy who's he's a person that can be
Who played basketball.
He did play basketball. Mm-hmm. He can be a bit of a controversial figure. He said something though that I believe hit the nail on the head, and I want to bounce this one off of you. Mm. We'll get to that next. This is Danny and Dusty on the Fan,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Wrestling Wednesday to all that celebrate.
Mm.
You know, that is, it's a special holiday. Ooh, this reminds me. So we decorate the house. We do Halloween. We got spooky graveyard. We got, like, babies eating spiders and zombie babies and skeletons hanging. Yeah, dude, it's really creepy. Hot Tub Greg, when he moved to Spain, he was like, here, have all my Halloween stuff. And there was a lot of weird stuff in there. So shout outs to Hot Tub Greg.
Like, we got like Jack Skellington and some minions.
Oh, yeah, no. He gave us the creeps, the sweeps, and the bleeps. But my son yesterday goes, you know, Dad, isn't it crazy that, you know, some people in the neighborhood, they don't celebrate the holiday season? And I was like, come again? And he's like, you know, the holiday season. My son is like, Halloween, yep, that's the start of the holiday season.
I can get behind that. Yeah.
Because as a kid, holiday season is candy and treats, right? Candy and prizes.
Absolutely.
You get gifts. This is a big run for him. He's gonna start loading up starting tomorrow, and he's gonna have a war chest by the end of Christmas and New Year's Eve.
If we're lumping Thanksgiving into the holiday season, which is a month before Christmas, why can't we not lump in Halloween, which is nary a month before Thanksgiving?
I think it is the beginning of the holiday season. I'm going to agree with the young Hera here, and I pointed this out to Jeff Russ this morning. I was driving to the grocery store last night, and I passed two houses in my neighborhood, and I said out loud to no one in my car, no, 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 this is not okay, as I saw fully lit and decorated Christmas lights before Halloween.
Yeah, I was saying before the show, I was in Michael's like 2 weeks ago, two plus weeks
They've
ago
already
with
flipped
my
over.
Kid, and they had like one aisle of Halloween stuff and everything else was already Christmas.
It's great. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Then I had to say, well, but not everybody is into having babies eating spiders crawling on their front yard. He was like,
to which, okay. I say, cowards.
Fair point. Fair point. Fair point. All right. Austin Rivers is a man who actually made a fair point as well. And he, like my son, often does not make reasonable or sensible points. This, though, I think is brilliant. And more professional athletes need to say this.
I hate that basketball is the only sport that people who have zero history of playing it just think they can play it. You don't go to your local LA Fitness, YMCA, basketball, whatever, I don't know, wherever your gym is, right? And go play football or pick up baseball or pick up soccer. But basketball is one of the very few sports that everyone plays and everyone thinks they can play and everyone thinks they're better than what they are, including their kids or whatever they do. But I go to these leagues sometimes just play for fun, just because my homies do. I just go have some good time. Some guy will like pick me up full court and be like, I'm like, you're an idiot. You have no idea what you're doing. And I'll like go around them and dunk or like hit a three and they're like, whoa. Man, you're so much better than I thought you were. But like, you're a moron. I'm one of the best players on the planet. You don't even know what you're talking about. Bro. I played in the NBA for 11 years. You're out of your mind. But people like have this delusion because they wear like they got the ants on of James Harden Lowe's, and they got their elite socks and they got their little spandex elbow and they watch YouTube clips and play 2K. And because everywhere you can play basketball, you go to a local park. I'm looking at a park right now with eight guys right now shooting. One of those guys thinks he has a chance. It's just it's the most delusional sport of all the sports. Of all the sports,
it's the sport basketball. We always say too. We're like, oh, could this guy plug in? We always do it with our friends too. You'll hear them talking. They'll say, if I played in a game 40 minutes, how many points would I score?
But
like,
we don't. How many points would I score, bro? You suck. You wouldn't score any. Now listen, if we let you open the whole game, I love. They're like, yo, if I was open, I would make one of them. You're not going to be open. It's a basketball game. I'm just going to guard you and take the ball from you, dog.
Right, rain it.
He's not wrong. And
he is so right.
It's the barrier to entry. Soccer is probably the one that's the most because it's like it's ball on foot. And it's like, oh, it can't be that hard. And it's like, if you only knew, like one of my favorite things is when like professional soccer players just get on the pitch with fans and they just, have you seen the video? This is going to ignite a whole nother one. Have you seen the video of like the 17-year-old going against the entire women's national team for a country? I can't remember where it is, but he literally dribbles through all of them. And it's not to say that, oh, my God, women aren't good. It's to say the difference between a professional male athlete and at the peak of their sport is such an insanely different thing. Well, you just have no idea.
I remember even when I coached my daughter's first and second grade soccer team, and they had a program where some UK coaches would come over and help give coaching advice and tips and such. And so, you know, for like once a week, they'd be at your practice. It'd be like two of them. And these are just, you know, they're Brits and they're soccer players and they're not like famous coaches or players or anything.
But they were probably pretty damn good when they grew up.
But to watch their skills is just, it's a different level.
I've told this story before. When Greg Oden was here, I played on a city league team with his roommate that moved out here with him. And I would be at the 24-hour fitness in Tualatin when he wasn't supposed to be, when he was working out. And there was one time, and keep in mind, I'm fresh out of the military. I'm in some of the best shape of my life, right? I'm 230 pounds. I think I'm strong as hell. You know, I could, you know, squat a Volkswagen. I get up behind Greg as he's doing some post work, and I kind of body him up like I'm playing some post defense on him. I put my elbow right in the small of his back, and Greg just power crab dribbles me, lifts me off the ground, drop steps, and dunks on me so hard I damn near peed down my leg.
Yeah,
whereas you're also a foot and a half shorter than Greg Oden.
But I mean, like that's what I mean. Like the idea that you have no clue how big, strong, fast, dominant these guys are.
Whereas when I was leading the seventh grade girls in warm-ups doing, you know, skips backwards and running backwards and try to do a somersault at 43 years old, I made it halfway over and went, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it all the way.
I think if we are power ranking the sports of delusion, I think basketball is actually second to golf.
Oh, that's another good one because you can just pick up the only
golf.
Yeah,
golf is one where like you're like, dang, I'm really good, and like there are moments on the PGA Tour where a guy looks average or looks normal. If you ever just follow a professional golfer around, and like when I say professional golfer, I mean a Korn Ferry Tour golfer, right? You follow them around.
I don't care. It could be the pro at Redtail.
Yeah. But when you follow around a true, like, somebody who is on the tour or has tour potential, you go even to the Redtail golfer, which smokes everybody, right? The Redtail pro or, you know, wherever they're a club pro, they smoke most of the guys, if not all of them, at the club that they are a pro at, right? But if you go and you see a truly professional golfer, you go, oh, that's different.
Have you seen the latest video from Tiger Woods?
That is different. And then you go and you see where they actually tee off from, and you go, oh.
How is that a mile back further than from where I tee off?
When I play the whites, that's not where I tee off from. It's like, they're backing it up a hundo, buddy. Like, it is nuts to watch those guys. I think golf is number one. Basketball is number two. And I think in America, soccer... we have this idea that we could play soccer. We can't.
No.
We can't.
We are so far behind.
No. No. We're not. But that would probably be three.
Did you see the latest rankings. Tiger Woods video of him playing with the boys?
No.
So, I can't remember who it was. I think it's at his home course that he does this, where he'll bring out like some good golfers, and they'll get like a lesson from him, kind of a deal. And they had like a driving contest. And it was, of course, there was probably money on the line. And guy pipes it, hits it like, I want to say probably like 305, 306.
Hey, let's go.
And he's like, he's just like, yeah, go, go. Tiger gets down on his knees.
Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah.
Just rips it down the fairway like 330. And you're like, what? What is this? Yeah. What is this just hellscape that I've walked into where even in the best day of my life, I can't do what this guy does from his knees?
When he is broken.
When his legs don't work and his back has got a rod in it.
Yeah, like, just rips your soul out.
Yeah. Where he can't even make the cut anymore.
And it's that
version of Tiger is the one that can't make the cut.
Yeah.
And he is doing this. Imagine Prime Tiger, who was making the other professionals feel
like that.
Like that.
Just gross.
It is. It's insane. So hat tip to Austin Rivers.
He's not wrong.
A golf clap there. And can I just throw this one out there, too? I'll go wrestling. Since it's a wrestling Wednesday, I think there's a lot of people like, it's scripted, it's fake. Dude, what those guys and gals do is actually ridiculous.
Oh, I could go out there and do an elbow drop off the top turnbuckle.
Yeah, all right. And then we'll get you out of the hospital in 6 months.
Exactly.
You know? Like, that's it.
Rey Mysterio ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah. You end up like Tom Segura with a compound fracture and a torn ACL.
Probably.
You
sure.
See that? He tried to
Sounds
have
it. About right.
It was a couple years ago. He it was a bit he did with Bert Kreischer, and he's like, they were having a dunk contest on like a 6 foot hoop, and he goes to jump and his ACL blows.
Oh, compound fracture. He got a tip hit there.
It was horrid.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Horrid. Well, no, I will say that when it comes to dunking on the dunk hoops, we had those in the Rust backyard when I was a kid. So.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Like, now again.
And we had
raise
it. It was adjustable. We could go from 6 all the way up to 10.
Those guys are
clearly
doing that.
I never went to the 10 foot
on a rim 10 feet high.
Yeah. Like, we'd get up to like 8.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Here's a text, Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat
also
you right before,
with
during,
jam ball.
And after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. I played soccer at a very high level as a youth player. Got picked up by a USA team going over to play in Europe. We immediately got dropped to the lower level in the league and still only won a few games. Difference between being good here versus over there where soccer is life. I was level with the schoolyard kids that weren't even on a team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just different. The other
Sounds
one here,
about right.
People think they can box. They have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's
real.
You find out real quick.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
You find out
real
quick what, number one, fast hands are and what heavy hands are.
Yeah, I spend a good chunk of my life trying to not get punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's not even it. You get hit in the body and you're like,
that liver punch.
Okay, how about punched at all?
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah. It's fair.
Yep.
Come up with our worst day on the web. You do not, in fact, have to hand it to them. You don't. That is an option. But first, here's a Big Kahuna Sports Update.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Doubling down on stupidity. Remember last week we had the Civil War reenactors. Or excuse me, World War II reenactors walk into the restaurant wearing their stormtrooper memorabilia, regalia, uniforms, as it were.
Stormtrooper?
Yeah, that's where the name comes from. The Star Wars
Is
stormtrooper
the SS?
Comes. Yes.
I never knew that. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that either.
Yeah. Well, of course you didn't. You're not a Star Wars man.
No.
Nah,
but,
bro.
But the actual stormtrooper comes from the German Blitzkrieg in the SS.
Well, okay.
Yikes.
Well, learn something new every day.
Not to be outdone, Firefighters in Nova Scotia showed up at a Halloween party in full Ku Klux Klan regalia.
Oh, no. Firefighters?
Mm-hmm. Yep. North Sydney, Nova Scotia. And they are very sorry from the bottom of their hearts in a post posted to social media. When your folks comment that they shouldn't have got in and that we need to do better, you're right, and we will, says the Deputy Fire Chief Wade Guthrow. Our firefighters are some of the most caring, helpful individuals you ever meet. I will assure you that we are all hurting on our hearts today, that we have disappointed the community we worked so hard to better and protect.
Yikes,
pictures and videos shared on social media show four people wearing long white robes and pointed white hoods inside what appears to be the North Sydney Firefighters Club. One person is carrying a large cross.
Yikes.
Wow, I thought Nova Scotia was pretty diverse. No, wait, that's not right.
Oh, boy.
I saw a post the other day of when do we have the first cancelable white person showing up in an inappropriate Halloween costume.
I mean,
and it didn't take long. It was somebody. It was a white person showing up in blackface as Diddy with his girlfriend in a baby oil.
Yeah.
Just yowza.
How is it that nobody in this day and age still knows that you can't do blackface?
Well, you can if you're Jimmy Kimmel.
No, that was...
Wait, did I miss that?
Jimmy Kimmel did it as part of the Man Show when he was Carl Malone.
Okay.
I believe that was in... Doesn't make it right.
No.
Doesn't make it right.
It's still hilarious.
Well, the Man Show was a long time ago.
No, what I'm saying no to is it wasn't like he did it recently, but that still doesn't make it right. He did it 27 years ago or something. Yeah, it was... Yeah, I was saying no to the recency of it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's not good.
No.
Not good.
Blackface, don't do it.
No.
Look, you know who can wear Klan stuff? There actually is.
The Klan?
Yes. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. And Clayton Bigsby.
Yes.
I'm drawing a blank.
Chappelle
Show.
Oh, okay.
The Chappelle Show.
Those are the people who can wear Klan stuff. The one person we associate... as the black white supremacist, who may be the best spoof done ever, and actual Klan members. It's for one very specific reason. So we know who to punch.
Yeah, sure. There we go.
Yeah, because they got it coming.
Yep.
Here's the insane thing.
Who thinks that it's funny? They're like, you know what's going to be hilarious? Is when we show up dressed as the Klan. No.
Klan, Nazis.
I have an idea of what kind of signs and flags they have hanging off the back of their pickup truck.
Well, I mean, not even that. Just like, what else is like, what are you doing level?
Yep.
Is there anything like more what are you doing level than those two?
Blackface and KKK hoods?
Yeah, it's like, and you know, Nazi, like wearing like World War II, like not even ironically wearing it, like. Thinking it's funny.
Well, you know what?
Like dressing as Hitler.
Yeah, all it says is, I see your true colors shining through.
It's like, is there anything worse than those? Like, nothing's jumping front. Like, all of the gore, like, give me all of like the supremely gory Halloween costumes. Hell, dead baby Halloween costumes. Like, there's so many things. Like, look, again, not great, but like, you're like, it's Halloween, you know?
Even walking around with a fake baby in a jar is probably better than a white hood.
Seriously. Like, there's so many terrible things you could do that where you're just like, it's not a good taste.
That aren't even that bad.
It's Halloween. Yeah. Like, that's like, what are you doing? Here's the insane thing. They let him into this party, and they said that, all right, maybe we shouldn't have done it. And then they went to them and said, hey, can you take off the hoods? And some of them refused. And it's like... Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no.
And then, however, it says...
Well, hey, you know what that tells me? They probably are members of the Klan.
Yeah, and it says, however, firefighters have since been threatened with harm. Good.
Yes, good.
Good?
Yeah.
The only Grand Masters I want to hear about are Dungeons & Dragons. If you're not if that's not who you're vibing with, good.
Yeah. Well, and even they can't even say it's because of my freedom and my First Amendment and my First Amendment because they're in Canada.
They're in Canada. They have no rights.
That's not quite where I was going with that. I mean, but yeah.
Wait.
They don't. They're not actual people.
Yeah, they.
They make good syrup.
What amendment is that one, Canada?
Good luck, suckers.
You guys still have the queen on your money.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now it's the king, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, do they have to go and remake all the money?
I don't know. Their money's called loonies, so what do we care?
Yeah.
Because they loony.
Yeah. I don't understand.
But I guess, yeah, do they have to go and put King Charles and all the money now and reprint everything? That seems expensive.
They say, you know what we're going to do? Everybody bring your money back. We're going to go newsies. It's like a jersey exchange.
You swap it out. Yeah. It's, you know?
Although I guess, I mean, but I'm talking just even in terms of the printing it.
They probably, if they do new ones, they probably do.
Yeah.
That's what I'd imagine.
Although also, I guess they put their money into that instead of like a big old defense budget like we do here.
Well, they don't have to because we do. That's the part of that. The thing that I'm wondering is how, I feel like the Klan is very geographical. How did it transcend borders? Don't get me wrong. Racism, global. Plenty of that.
But like, hate knows no borders,
right?
Buddy.
But like very specific hate groups, like Nazis and the KKK. Like,
yeah.
Typically, it's regional. Like, I know how Nazis ended up in Argentina.
Maybe we're actually doing something and pushing them out of here.
Maybe these are the guys that left those blue states. They're like, screw this. I'm going to go up to Canada where my hate is acceptable.
Yeah, they feel like Nova Scotia is their safe space.
It's a small island.
I mean, like my dogs from, or my last dogs were from there, but they weren't racist. they didn't import their racism. I'm just trying to think of, like, wouldn't you find like a different hate group? Like, don't Canadians have their own hate groups?
What, like the anti-Tim Hortons?
There's obviously very real issues between like white Canadians and native Canadians. Like that's the thing that transpired.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own mass grave sites up there. So I would imagine like they
well,
have their
I
own.
I don't know. Like I just think of it as like, I don't know, I have a weird analogy here, but like biker gangs. They start in one place and they kind of go everywhere. It's a gang. It's a hate group. Yeah. You know, like
Sam Crow.
They're gonna try and find they're like, now you guys don't come to America, but you know you can hate too. I feel like that's kind of their.
I mean, yeah, the Sam Crow. Right? They hate them Mayans.
Also, the Vancouver Vortex Line has indeed informed me there are some costumes that would be on the same level. I won't say them on air. But
yeah, ooh. Let's not do that.
You've got some winners in there. Congratulations. Also, the one I can't say on air, go with your best friend and be the Twin Towers on 9/11.
That's the one you can say?
I mean, yeah. Read the text line. You'll understand.
Jeez.
But again, that's still probably better. Just obviously don't do the racist part and go brown face.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Let's not. How about let's just.
Probably leave that entire thing alone.
Maybe that's what they mean. Call a timeout on hate.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there you go.
Have you seen those commercials?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Because they're like, let's call a timeout on this hate.
Okay.
We're not going to end it. Let's
just do a pause.
We're going to take a 30. This one's going to be a full.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
We'll come back on the other side of the commercial break.
We'll go to the review board.
Yeah. We're going to just call timeout really quick. We're going to pay no attention to longer.
Complete squirrel moment, but you just remind me of something.
That's this whole segment.
Yeah,
Danny.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I mean, here's a complete squirrel moment. I was watching the Warriors game last night, the TNT game, and Buddy Hield hits a three at the end of the third quarter, but Kevin Harlan has a great call for it, and then he goes seamlessly into Liberty Mutual ad read and ends the tag out with. Liberty Bibberty.
A thick six!
And it was exquisite. Like to go from end of quarter, quarter three from Buddy Hield, yes, with the excitement, you know, and everything behind it, and then into an ad read where he just goes liberty bibberty.
Yeah, he's not my favorite.
And the tag out to go out.
I've made it clear he's not my favorite because he's kind of cartoonish, but he understands the assignment.
It's so great. Like, it was so fundamentally good. And your idea of how I haven't seen those timeout commercials, I have developed what I call my it is my evolution.
I'm with you. Explain, because I do it too.
So
I do it too.
I have this innate ability to tune out all commercials.
Yep.
Like
I'm there.
The second it cuts the commercial, like hell, even here, the second we go to commercial, somebody like hey. I asked, hey, did we play that read for whatever this? And like, yeah, we played it like last segment. I'm just like, huh? Everybody getting mad about the Burger King commercial when it was going on, it probably ran 4,000 times in my house. Oh, but the
whopper,
second we
whopper,
go to commercial,
whopper,
yeah,
whopper.
Didn't bother me because I mean, they're going to my laptop. I'm going to my phone. I'm going to talk to my wife. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to the kitchen. Like,
I woke up with an earworm today from an ad that gets played on here, and I couldn't get it out of my head all morning.
I have the ability, I don't necessarily tune them, but I am so quick to have a backup when commercial time hits. And last night, I had no backup.
Oh.
I was stuck on World Series. So that's where I thought you were going with it. I will go to a backup channel. I'll have something in, like, it's in queue, ready to go, where I'm jumping to the next one almost immediately. And it's, I've dialed that in just to be like, boop. And I know I got, you know, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever it is. I'll just catch the back end of some commercials. Last night, World Series, I was stuck. I was stuck in one place, and I didn't like it.
You weren't flipping over to TNT to watch some basketball?
No. Well, we were also carving pumpkins, you know. Had to get that done. We got that done. We got pumpkins out of the way.
Well, speaking of pumpkins, I don't know, man. I got nothing there. Oh. I'm just kidding.
You were going somewhere.
I was, but it was gonna bomb. So I'm just gonna pocket that one for later. Jameson Williams found himself in more trouble for something that he did before he got in trouble for the new trouble, and we'll get into that next here on Danny Dusty, 1080 Fan. Did you listen to the Ducks post game show following the Ducks win this weekend over Illinois? Whoa, my brain forgot. I almost at Indiana.
You got it.
Then text in the answer to the very best player of the game, 503-864-6326 for a chance to win a free pizza from Bellagio's Pizza. You can participate every single week all season long. Just listen to the Tenny the Fan postgame show following every Ducks game and listen for the very best player of the game. And then normally it would text in on Monday, but we've been slammed through it. So Mondays, you can text it in. But this time, text in right now, 503-864-6326. The Bellagio's very best player of the game, and a nice little selection we made for a free Bellagio's pizza.
Hey.
Nom. All right. That's the good stuff. The bad stuff. Jameson Williams. We might actually need to pocket this just because we're up against it. What do you think? Should we pocket this one?
We can just roll it over.
Okay, we'll just roll it over.
We can go both.
Yeah, there we go. Well, there's a ton of NFL news to get to, and we will do that here coming up next year on 1080 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.